It's the Sunday Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. Fred Nat's going for a split this week against the Salem Red Sox. Eric Bach joined by the manager, Jake Lowry, as we always do on Sunday. Skip, feels like we need a win on this Sunday. Let a couple slip the last couple days, but a split, and we're still in first place and feeling good going on the two-week road trip.
Yeah, you're right. Need to salvage that series today. Big game, but also at the same time, we've let some slip away. We've been outpitched, outhit in just random games and, you know, some unfortunate things on defense. But I feel like we're right in every game, and, you know, hopefully we can win it today.
Start with the headliners, the new draft guys from 2024, Seaver King and Caleb Lomavita. Both have played well in their first week of pro ball this week. Your assessment?
Solid, man. Yeah, good draft picks. Solid up the middle. Loma's probably going to be a little bit longer just because he's a catcher. He's getting used to the staff, getting used to calling the game, things like that, and it's always the case for a catcher. But Seaver looks great at shortstop, line drive approach. Same with Lomavita, man. These guys have been a little gut punch to the lineup in a good way, and we'll look forward to them for the rest of the year.
A little bit of feast or famine defensively this week. We've made some unbelievable plays, but also have made some errors. I want to start with Brenner's catch last night. There's really not that many places in this ballpark where you can rob a home run, but right there in that visiting bullpen is a place, and he did it. He's just showing off that sheer athleticism that he has.
Yeah, he's a beast. Earlier in the game, I think he should have had an error, even though it wasn't an error. It probably should have been on Mota, but the guy just went to second, and it was a good low throw. We just didn't handle the baseball like we usually do. But yeah, he robbed a homer that I thought was way further out than that off the bat originally. And I mean, even the batter who kind of pimped it and ended up being a sac fly, and then just the sheer athleticism to get it and then also throw it in and almost make a play at third base. He's a above average outfielder, and he's just gotten better and better over the last 2 years with me.
You mentioned Mota. He's swinging a really hot bat right now. Seems like he's on base two times per game at least. It's good to have his bat going the way it is.
Yeah, I think he's leading the league in infield chopper base hits, but I mean, we'll take it, a knock's a knock. Pretty cool to see him, his maturation process from last year to this year. I mean, last year he was here as an 18-year-old. This year, he just turned 19 in June. These guys are, far from finished products, but just to see the way that he's adjusted to taking pitches, not chasing as much, driving pitches when he gets the opportunity to, and then leading the league in infield base hits, it's something to be said about it.
We've been saying on the broadcast that whenever his first homer comes, it's going to be majestic, right?
Yeah, dude. I mean, his stuff, the balls he hits are really hard. Even his loud outs are like, I feel like they're going to take off someone's glove in the outfield. And his BP is pretty impressive when he gets a hold of things. He's someone to watch.
Speaking of good BP, Nick Peoples has hit that all season. And then we saw him go opposite field the other night. That's the kind of power that guy has. And to see him go just drive a ball way out the other way, that's good to see, and hopefully we see more of that the last 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the biggest thing that, Mike and myself and Carmelo have talked to him about, just trying to get the most out of his body, right, the most out of his ability. Because, taking pitches and getting himself in holes, it's not always ideal. But when he does get a hold of something, I mean, he basically hit a pull side righty home run, and it, brought us within a run and, got us closer in the game, gave us a little jolt offensively. So the more of that, it'd be great. But he's another guy he's battling and, doesn't really show a lot of emotion, but he's doing a really good job of handling things and, moving forward. We hope we can get that the next 3 weeks.
Travis Sikora showed us he's a human, gave up a couple hits this week, oh darn, but still battled into the fifth inning. I think that was a telling start for him about maybe didn't have his very best, but had to battle, and that was good to see.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and at the same time, I think we're getting to that point, too, where, most of these guys are throwing the most innings they've ever thrown, or, they're getting the most at-bats they've ever gotten. So you start to see a little, I wouldn't say tiredness, but just they're playing a long season for the first time. Like you said, Travis gave up a couple hits. They weren't all hit hard, but at the same time, offensively, we gotta score more runs, and I think they were gonna do that today. But he's fun to watch, and like you said, ho hum, he gave up a run.
Yeah. Alex Clemme, another solid start. Didn't have the command in the first inning, but really settled in to pitch into the fifth inning once again. That was a good battle within a start for him, where he didn't have it at first, and then he found it later.
Yeah, and I think that's just another building block for him. And I think You know, like we said, he leads the league in games started, so he posts every week. But this week, he battled. His pitch count got up. We almost had to get somebody going, and then kind of came out of it, right? So for me, he's one of those guys that, he's got a really live arm, but he found a way to get back in the strike zone, gave us a chance, gave us a couple innings, a couple more innings than, two previous starts. And that's all we're asking. And he's one of those guys that's going to be fun to watch from forever.
Second start of the week today for Brian Romero. Pitched well on Tuesday. He's a ground ball guy, soft contact guy. Hopefully more of the same today.
Yeah, hopefully more of the same. Keep our defense ready. I think they were all ready on Tuesday with a ton of ground balls, a couple CNI singles they got through. But, we have our defense out there for him to, spin some ground balls, getting over to first base, covering first base, doing things like that because he's not a huge strikeout guy, right? But he's in the zone. He's got a live arm, live fastball, and it's fun to watch him throw those bowling balls and keep our defense ready.
We're under 20 to go in the regular season, and we're still in first in the division, but we find ourselves in a playoff race. We got a two-week road trip, Columbia, Kannapolis, and then a home series against Lynchburg. Is the clubhouse aware of that, or is it still too early to be watching the standings?
I think everyone's kind of aware of it. I mean, we see it on the scoreboard out there selling playoff ticket packages, potentially. But I think everyone just kind of – we're just still playing our game, right? Like, we're trying to win series. We're trying to win ball games. It's not really like, if I win this and then, Delmarva loses or something. Like, we're not really doing that. So – and I think you can't do that at this point, right? It's too early, and it's also – that's just not what we're doing. We're in low A. So for the same time, we're just trying to win ball games, and hopefully we can salvage that series today.
Hopefully so. Jake Lowry on Fred Nats on Deck. Freddy's trying to get win number 3 this week. Thanks, Skip.
Thank you, Eric. Go Freddy's as usual.